Hello, and welcome to the webinar series, Best Practices in Emergency Notification. Today's topic is implementing the new Campus Save Act.
College and university employees all over the U.S. have been attending webinars like this one, plus seminars and task force meetings, learning about the new requirements of the SAVE Act. Under the new regulations, Augustana College in Rock Island, St. Ambrose University in Davenport, and Western Illinois University must teach students and employees all about sexual violence and related issues. Tim Phillips, Dean of Students at St. Ambrose, hopes the law helps change everyone's beliefs about sexual assault, just as attitudes about drunken driving have changed over the years.
One of the other things we use is all of our first-year students are required to take an online learning tool, Haven, which directly gets at acts of sexual violence, consent-based policy information so that they know what sexual violence is, what consent is required in intimate relationships, and then what they do if they feel like that's been violated. So I think it's trying to come up with many different ways to get information to students and to shape the environment so that we can end acts of violence.
Andrea Henderson, Western's Title IX coordinator, says before the SAVE Act was passed 2 years ago, WIU officials waited for students to report and ask for help. But now its approach is much more proactive. Her office's workload has increased as employees follow up on reports from police, residential advisors, faculty, staff, and others.
We review all of those reports, and if they're Title IX implicated, we make contact with every victim to first provide them a list of resources and to ensure that they are aware of their rights under Title IX to file a complaint separate from any legal proceedings, and that they're entitled to protective interim steps prior to the outcome and investigation. Sometimes students aren't aware of that, and so we communicate that with them, and then we also communicate with them to determine their wishes or desired level of involvement in an investigation.
One requirement is for students to learn the meaning of consent, and each school may define it differently. Sherry Curran, Augustana General Counsel, says the college's task force on sexual assault considered several definitions.
There's the affirmative yes policies. There's a sober yes policy. We chose kind of what we think more of a middle-of-the-line approach, but we focus on capacity to give consent. So it doesn't mean that you have to be sober necessarily, but it does mean that you have to be capable of giving consent and understanding what it is you're consenting to.
But one study shows, of the college men who reported their partners were drunk when they had sex, not one considered it rape. WIU's Andrea Henderson.
Just because someone is behaving in a way that appears to mean that they consent, if they say no at any time, then that consent is withdrawn. I think that may have been confusing for some of them, that they think, well, you know, we're engaged in this, we're both participating, it's okay. But you have to pay attention to all of these signs. Or if someone isn't saying no, but maybe they're not participating, that's a no as well.
2 months ago, local police responded to a possible sexual assault after a woman reported she'd blacked out at an off-campus house party while she and three men were in the basement. Less than 2 weeks later, the investigation was closed with no arrests. Every year, colleges and universities report crime statistics, including forcible and non-forcible sex offenses. Dean Phillips from St. Ambrose says studies show most non-forcible or incapacitated sexual assault cases involve alcohol.
And so what I share with the student athletes is, do me a favor right now and say to your friend next to you, that if you thought someone was in trouble, whether they were having too much to drink or apparently someone that it looked like they might, you know, walk off together with, might put them into a bad situation, say to that person that you would say something to intervene in some way and make sure that person knows it, because the research would show if the person next to you doesn't think you would say something, they won't say anything either. We try to emphasize that point as well, that's what about being a bystander. It's not about ruining somebody's evening. It's about saying, I care enough to be concerned about you. Let's save this for another day.
Other regulations in the Campus Sexual Assault Elimination Act address confidentiality, equal treatment, and increased transparency. Addressing all those new rules may lead to even more meetings and webinars. I'm Michelle O'Neill.
Thank you all for attending today, and thank you all for doing what you do for campus safety.